at age 18. I didn't know that until I talked to Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T and sometimes don't even realize it. So it's not just as you're maturing. All guys are starting to see these low T problems affect quality of life big time. So the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments, low T treatments there that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased sex drive.
That's high.
Yeah, pretty
That's
cool.
High.
You can actually book the same day that you call. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. Final hour coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with top Arab diplomats in Cairo today to discuss post-conflict plans for Gaza. With Blinken, the foreign ministers of Egypt, Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to go over ideas for the future of Gaza. Apple is absolutely livid today, a spokesman sharply denying the allegations and is promising to fight back. The reason is the Justice Department announcing an antitrust lawsuit today against Apple, accusing it of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones. Sales of previously occupied homes rising in January from the previous month to the strongest pace in a year as home buyers were encouraged by a modest pullback in mortgage rates. This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
A bill has passed the Alabama House Judiciary Committee that would require parental consent for minors to receive vaccinations. Current law here in Alabama allows for those over the age of 14 to authorize their own medical, dental, or mental health treatment without the permission of a parent. This bill, HB 165, would change a part of that law to carve out an exception in the cases of vaccination and would raise the ages of informed consent without a parent or guardian to the age of 19. An amendment was added in the House Judiciary Committee that would create an exemption to minors that are not reliant on a parent or guardian for support to be able to make this decision on their own. This past Wednesday, the amended bill was back in committee for a vote of passage that was unanimous, so it now heads to the full House for a vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Two men in Mobile are now under arrest for leading police on a chase this week and also being found in possession of drugs. The incident happened after a traffic stop occurred and the driver refused to pull over. Now 56-year-old Ray Allen Johnson and 58-year-old Douglas Johnson are in the Mobile Metro Jail. The annual softball game against state lawmakers in the Alabama Senate and House went on last night at the Montgomery Riverwalk Stadium. The friendly rivalry was for a good cause. It raised $10,000 for Big Oak Ranch. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the river region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
In the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Like and subscribe on YouTube to Joey Clark Live if you wish, or you can always watch the show on the X platform at the Joey Clark on Twitter X. Again, our number 334-272-9228. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh, appreciate the patience, man.
Hey, no worries, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Doing all right. I don't know where Eddie is. He walked out of the studio. He'll be back, but I'm doing good.
Yeah, you fit the form for him, I guess. I was going to call. I'm running around dropping off some deliveries for some of the food shelter folks around here in Millbrook or whatnot. But I was going to ask, did you see anything about the Pennsylvania water system hack or anything like that? They're trying to hack the water systems.
The Pennsylvania water system?
Yeah, supposedly what Breitbart said, it got hacked and everything. They were trying to cut off the water supply.
I'd miss that, but I am seeing, I'm seeing an ABC news report. I'll have to keep looking. That one's from last year.
Is that from last year?
Yeah, that was trying to hack into their credit system in Pennsylvania. Some Iranian hackers, Breitbart. Let's see, Breitbart.
Yeah, this was 24 hours ago when I pulled it up, but I heard it yesterday. I didn't look into it too much, but
no. We definitely are vulnerable across the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I'll let you do your due diligence on that. I'll send you a message and let you know a new steak, cut of steak that a lot of people don't know about that's comparable to a ribeye and half the price.
I'm down with
that. That a lot of people don't get. But.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, I'll tell you.
Thanks, hey, Josh. Yeah, Josh, amazing chef.
Yes, he is.
Like, I cook a little. He's a chef.
He's a chef.
Now, before we keep going here, Eddie, you said you wanted to do a thing live on air here. Apparently what's going to happen is Eddie's going to read me a local headline, right?
Local headline. I have not.
I don't think I've seen this.
I don't think you have.
And
I just want to see if you find it as shocking as I did.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Harvesting organs from dead Alabama inmates without family consent could soon be illegal. Harvesting organs from dead Alabama inmates without family consent could soon be illegal. That's Alabama.
So an inmate dies.
Yep.
And they harvest like their heart, liver, kidneys.
Well, there's several instances of family members that didn't know, but they received their family members' bodies and it was missing organs. Phew. Several were missing just one or two organs, but there's been others that every internal organ was missing, including his brain.
What?
Why do we have to have laws like this?
Yeah, desecrating a corpse's art is always already against the law, I'd imagine. But I guess not if you're in the prison system.
Apparently not. They're going to have to make a law, HB 200.
Yeah, they're prisoners that broke the law, but they're still people, damn it. That's...
Well, not only that, when someone passes, I've always thought the funeral and everything, that's for the family. They're gone. The person is gone. They're no longer here. It's not for them. So you really you created another victim. Congratulations.
I mean, I'm an organ donor. I'm set up for that way. Right, if I die, but I'm volunteering that.
Thank you. The state didn't sign that for you, did they?
Right.
I just couldn't. I cannot believe that. I know we're in Alabama and there are things that catch us for whatever we're behind.
Well, prisons are like a circle of hell, man.
Yeah, who are you telling? I used to think Buja prison in Turkey was bad, but I don't think they did this.
And by the way, we still don't have enough money to build two. We just have the money for the one. And
don't understand.
Genius.
It's a scam, buddy.
Seriously, it's like me with my family members. If they had just put some of that $1 billion into Bitcoin...
Yeah.
The state would be sitting pretty.
How much pizza did you buy with Bitcoin?
I didn't, but
I made. Did you encourage someone to?
I went on a trip.
Well, you got something out of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope it was worth it. It was a $1 million trip, Joey.
No, like for instance, Michael Saylor's company, MicroStrategy, is just gangbusters right now. Not just with the evaluations because of its Bitcoin holdings, but people are now buying into it because it's an indirect way to essentially buy Bitcoin by buying into MicroStrategy. Right. It's genius in a lot of ways. Now, it's risky, too. That's why not everybody's
risky, though.
Right. It's why not everybody's doing it. But now that you have these ETFs or the big players are getting in,
getting less risky?
I think there are states, say, like El Salvador is looking like really good because they invested a lot of their treasury into Bitcoin and got in early.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, one of the big ideas that's now out there, to fund the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking, what, $60 billion in the latest bill?
Last asking, yeah, when they're passing the hat, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike Lee, actually, which I've been told by folks who know, probably one of the smartest guys up. No, everybody's smart up in D.C., let's be honest. Everybody's pretty clever. But
clever.
No, underestimate. Don't underestimate the high IQs. I mean, they're good. Would you rather be ruled by a smart man or a good man, Eddie?
Good man.
Yep. So intelligence and smarts ain't everything. But Mike Lee putting out, no sane person would buy a car under this kind of pressure, with a 1,012-page contract and no meaningful opportunity to review it or make changes. That's just buying a car. Members of Congress should be even more reluctant, not less, to vote for a 1,000-page, $1.2 trillion bill under the same pressure. At 2:32 a.m., when Americans were sleeping, the swamp released its second half of this new omnibus. Again, 1,000 pages that spend $1.2 trillion. And by the way, the policies suck. The House is still expected to vote on this monstrosity tomorrow morning. So it was supposed to happen today.
I got a million-dollar idea.
Broken.
Why can't we take
corruption
this,
is the system.
This AI technology that they're using against us? Why can't we get a hold of that?
Mm.
Use that AI technology to read these bills, because you and I and nobody else can read them.
But if we got really good at that, they'd kill us.
Got to start somewhere. Why can't we use it for our benefit? Because it would shut a lot of this kind of crap down.
Yeah, but we can't have that. We can't have that one bit. Now, Peter St. Ange is coming out with, there's like $300 million in the back door of the omnibus bill to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter St. Ange is reporting today that, well, actually, they found a new way to fund the war against the Ruskies.
Oh?
Yeah. And it's genius. You know all that money they froze that was supposed to make, like, the Russian banks collapse?
Oh, yeah.
They kicked them out of the SWIFT system. People are like, well, they're still indirectly getting payments because of their oil and their, all this stuff. It's like, yeah. But you still kind of hampered yourself to try to hurt the Russians, and it didn't work out too well. Well, all that money that was freezed, why don't we just not just freeze it, let's seize it and give it to the Ukrainians. You know, genius. Absolutely genius stuff. So Peter St. Ange has a breakdown of all that, and we'll play it here in a second. But first, let's go to biologist. Hey, biologist, how you doing?
I've just been burning about 400 acres trying to get out of here before the rain comes in.
Ooh, good
rain like every weekend.
Yeah, I know.
The last 17 weekends. Here's my thing. When back in the day when we were in high school, you had guys that had your back, right?
All right.
Yep. You got to fight. You had guys that had your back. That no matter what, if we're going to go down, you had guys that would fight with you. What country besides Israel has got U.S.'s back? If we got to a war right now,
right,
Mexico doesn't have our back.
No, they
Canada
do not.
Canada doesn't have our
no,
back.
No, they do not.
Who else doesn't have our back? China doesn't have our back. Russia doesn't have our back. Ukraine doesn't have our back. Who's got our back? Last time I checked, we had to bail France and Great Britain out of all kinds of stuff. They don't have our back.
Yep.
So why do we give money to all these countries who don't have our, they don't have our back?
Well,
y'all understand what I'm saying.
I do. And it's kind of like, well, but we have a mutual defense pact between like us and Portugal. So if the United States gets attacked, aren't we glad we have Portugal in our back pocket? No,
yeah,
I think they
can come across the border like everyone else can.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, most of these countries that we're giving money to, if we were on fire, instead of helping us, they would throw gasoline at us.
But the reason we give money to these countries isn't just to placate certain special interests or enrich certain friends all over the world. Let's not think of it in terms of borders, because they don't. You think of it in terms of all these different interests and cliques that, you know, cross borders. But a lot of this ends up being, we're giving them money so they can then buy, say, weapons from us.
Yeah.
And why are you complaining about it? I mean, Troy, Alabama gets a lot of jobs from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they don't. If when it win it, then it's going to happen. When it comes down to we get invaded or we have some serious issues, Mexico doesn't care about us, neither does Canada. They don't.
Nope.
Right. They just know we can support them, and we have a better military than they do.
Yep.
Mexico's best military is the gang. You know, that's their military.
That's their military,
and
yep.
So below Mexico, no one has our back. So why do the Democrats keep saying we need to do this and do that? Because they don't care. We don't have to do all this, yet we do. If we closed every base in foreign countries like Germany, we'd save so much money, but Germany needs us for our money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So I just got out of this burn, got in the truck, and started listening to y'all, and like, who has our back? Who has, back in the day in college, I had my guys. We had our back, each other's back.
Right.
And I don't think, and if y'all can find a country that has our back, I'd love to hear y'all once I get out of here, but I just don't think we have any other country in the world that has our back if it wasn't for our money. That's my point. So.
True.
Good point. Right. I appreciate it, biologist.
Have a good day.
You too. Yes. 272-9228. Now, as promised, here is Peter St. Ange talking about, well, this new scheme. And you're like, well, the Ruskies are evil bastards and Putin's an evil thug dictator. Why not seize their money? Again, abusing monopoly privileges has a cost. There's a cost to these sort of drastic measures, and Peter's going to lay it out. Let's listen in.
The European Union wants to send Ukraine $300 billion seized from Russia's central bank. This could fatally undermine confidence in Western financial markets, and it could accelerate the decline of the dollar and even the euro. So a couple weeks ago, Janet Yellen gave a speech urging world leaders to send $300 billion in frozen Russian central bank assets to Ukraine so they can continue their war. The European Commission is set to do just that. Now, when Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago, the U.S. and its European allies seized $300 billion owned by Russia's central bank. That's equivalent to about $4 trillion, adjusting for the size of the Russian economy. They did this in hopes of setting off a bank collapse in Russia, perhaps one that ends with Putin hanging on a lamppost. Ironically enough, it was our banks that collapsed instead, starting with Silicon Valley, then Signature, Silvergate, and a bevy of regionals on life support before Washington stepped in with trillions in pre-bailout. The Russian assets were overwhelmingly dollar and euro denominated, and about two-thirds were physically located in the EU, primarily in a Belgium-based deposit holder called Euroclear. Now, the EU wants to take those frozen assets and start handing them to Ukraine to buy weapons from, say, Europeans. They're starting with the profits, about $3 billion per year, but some EU members want to hand over the entire $300, and sending the profits would be a big step towards that. The background here is that the EU's latest Ukraine weapons package was blocked by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who opposes the war. Meanwhile, another $60 billion from Washington is being blocked by Republicans who are demanding that we fix our border crisis first. So, denied by their own democratic institutions, Biden and his Euro minions are doing it anyway. The problem here is that seizing the assets could fatally undermine global confidence in Western markets, because it would mean the U.S. and Europe are very dangerous places to park your money if there's any chance the West could get upset at you.
Yep.
That especially matters to countries who make up a huge share of international assets. So how certain can Egypt, South Africa, or Indonesia be that Washington and Brussels will never, ever turn on them? The Biden administration has already threatened sanctions on Uganda over LGBT policy, and if sanctions reach all the way to seizing everything your country owns, no country would be dumb enough to play ball. In fact, just a few months ago, the Indonesian president gave a speech saying that very thing, that they must diversify from the dollar because, quote, look what happened to Russia. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. De-dollarization has been a decades-long trend as our dysfunctional government cripples growth that has lagged the rest of the world. And it is now accelerating. So Rockstar analyst Stephen Jen estimates the dollar share of official currency reserves went from 73% in 2001 to 55% in 2021, and then it dropped off a cliff, hitting just 47% last year. That's 8% lost in 2 years, as Jen calls it, quote, a stunning collapse. Already, exporters around the world are switching from the dollar to other currencies, so Gulf nations are selling natural gas in Chinese yuan, and projections are for China's share of trade to triple in the next 10 years. Others, including central banks, are pawning their dollars for gold and real assets. The dollar is currently held up only by 15 rate hikes from the Fed and global turmoil that's fueling a temporary flight to safety. If Biden's European minions ram through this seizure, and if Janet Yellen goes along as she's already said she would, it could fatally wound both the dollar and its junior partner, the euro. So if you own gold or Bitcoin, that's great news, and it is terrible news if you own anything else denominated in dollars and euro. Okay, we'll be watching.
Getting Peter St. Ange, folks, and I guess you don't hear that often on, say, the corporate news airwaves. I wonder why.
Can't say I have at all heard that.
I think Peter's spot on. And in the name of our moral duty to lead the world, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Again, I think this is done because the elite class, it doesn't affect them. In fact, more war enriches them and their donors. But when it comes to everyday Americans, you think it's bad now. Just wait. Just wait. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, Ashley and that great team of hers is ready to help you with all those pest control needs.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to admit, well, you know, this was the first, like, lawn cutting of the season. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't been back to the back, like, it's like one of those plastic sheds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hadn't been back there in months. And spring has sprung, so as soon as I started opening, all sorts of critters started coming out. And I was a little worried about wasps, so it was kind of like trepidatious, like getting ready to move quick. But it was a lot of mosquito hawks, a lot of lizards, geckos. Yeah.
I like to eat.
So it's like,
oh, lizards,
man.
You got bugs, man.
And mosquitoes are going to come back with a vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
They're already back.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten your yard treated, especially if you're living around a wet area, you know, they spray the streets here in Montgomery.
Well, yeah, I know.
But your backyard's not getting touched. And wouldn't it be nice to invite somebody over? You've got this beautiful backyard with a pergola, you know, sitting on the porch, you know, talking about how to solve the world's problems.
Yeah.
And or maybe you invite grandma over. It'd be nice not to have to spray her with off.
Right. Worry about
or light up one of those candles. Why not just have the yard treated by Pest Pro Services?
Best idea, man.
Actually saw my neighbor as I'm cutting the lawn. There's Pest Pro Services there. They're serving everybody here in the river region, folks. So, again, mosquitoes, termites especially. Fire ants can be awful.
Here.
Wasps. Especially, you know, a little nest, you can probably handle it. But if you see a big old honking nest, no, call the pros there at Pest Pro Services. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the afternoon sent you. Let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. I wanted to respond to biologists telling NATO if a member of NATO is attacked, then all the other members are supposed to come to our defense. That's the treaty agreement. Canada is a member of NATO.
Well, to back up the biologist's point, I'm not arguing with you too much here, but what good is NATO without the United States?
Well, the alliance. It's no good. It would disintegrate.
Like, for instance, we could lose Turkey and NATO would probably still be effective. You could even lose the new member, Sweden, and still be effective. But maybe Germany, but they've kind of deindustrialized a lot. Yet my point is that NATO is mostly the United States. And I'm not knocking the know-how of the Brits or the Nordic countries or the Germans or the French. It's just, we're footing the bill.
That's the treaty agreement, Joey. Now, whether it happened or not, that can be discussed. The other thing, this thing about the Russian assets, it's been out there for a year, whether to freeze it or not. That's the Europeans. They got to make that decision. But new tactics. And I was just reading about this morning. Using the drones and guerrilla inside Russia to attack the refineries and oil producing mechanisms. That include tankers, refineries, as well as production of petroleum. That's the way this thing is going. Now, is it going to affect us? Yes. It's going to increase the price of gasoline here in America. But that is the new tactic in this war. You want to keep your eye on that because, as you know, I think four refineries have been bombed.
In the Belgorod area, I think?
It's even north of that.
Mm. Okay.
even up in the Kursk, I think. And the next thing will be to watch the Arctic, the production. So this thing is getting serious. It's going to cost us.
Right.
Eventually. As you know, I'm a supporter.
Right.
Funding for Ukraine. I think if we don't stop the Russian here, it's going to be more trouble for us down the road, and which it would include American troops and even attacks here on the homeland. That's just my position. Of course, I might have been groomed by the United States Air Force for 30 years.
Well, that's why I don't question your opinion too much, because I know you got some expertise under your belt. But I appreciate it, Joe. I really do.
Take care, guys.
See you, Joe.
272-9228. Let's hit this break.
Night.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark. Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Well, have you heard about the president's new plan to make Ukraine great again?
I've heard some things, but do you know more? Tell me more.
Well, you know, he's not going to call the money they're sending them aid, a gift, payback, any of that. He's going to call it a loan now.
Yeah, loans are forgivable.
And the Ukrainians, you know, they're fine with that. And they said, I'm sure he'll get them a good interest rate. But the president only had one stipulation, and that was that, you know, with every loan, you got to have a chief loan officer, and that would be one Hunter Biden. And they figured that he could shave off some points for him.
There'll be some point shaving going on.
With the Ukrainian mafia, because he has experience with that. So it'll be a win-win situation for both sides.
You know, and as I listened to more of that hearing, especially what Lev Parnas had to say, what Trump and how they're trying to find dirt on the Bidens by putting pressure on certain oligarchs, mm-hmm. carrot and stick, both. And I'm like, it just my head went to, why the hell are we playing in Eastern Europe? We do not understand that part of the world, most of us. There might be some experts who really understand the politics, sure, but I think even elected officials, there are a lot of folks who have no damn clue what they're getting into.
Well, it'll be another quagmire. It'll be another quicksand like, Afghanistan and Vietnam and Korea. You know, another in the long list. We never learn a lesson.
Nope.
Yeah, but I guess maybe Korea got close, but nukes weren't quite as apparent in all those other conflicts. I was just telling Eddie off air, what's always worried me is what's the end game? So it's bad that the Ukrainians are losing, but if they start winning, what do the Russians do next? Back into a corner. And, you know, the hope is regime change, I guess. The Russian people rise up, but I just... Right. That's a big if. That's a big hope
huge
right there.
If.
Well, maybe that's why President Obama wanted to give them blankets rather than weapons.
You too.
See you separate days.
And, of course, when you knock over an awful, evil dictator, nothing worse can happen.
Haiti. How many evil dictators have we taken out of Haiti?
Mm-hmm.
How many billions of dollars have gone into Haiti? I don't know if it ever got there.
No, and it is interesting, just as a counterfactual, to think about a world, this is documented beyond Putin reiterated in the Tucker Carlson interview, but it's been known for a while, that Russia, Putin, when he first gets in there talking to Clinton, asked Clinton, can we join NATO?
Can we join NATO? We want to join.
And you just got to wonder, what would the world be like if the U.S. national security establishment said yes?
I love
let's
that.
Do it.
I love that whole story, how Billy said, yeah, and then had to go back.
Right.
Yeah. So that tells me right there, and it should tell everybody, even though you're president, you're still not running nothing.
Well, and if you try... You know, I mentioned to Judge Knapp that he went viral. He didn't know this. It was like 7 million views on a clip somebody cut out of one of his podcasts and put it on Twitter, on X. And people were loving it. And he had told us a story months ago. And I was kind of like, oh, no, I want to know more. When he called, one of the things he had Trump on the phone.
Because
they used to talk regularly. And he said, why won't you release the JFK files? You promised that to me. And, Judge, I had every intention to do so. But then the stuff they showed me, you wouldn't have released it either. Which makes you go, what the hell did they show him? If he's telling the truth. And given Trump did move, say, the capital of Israel, that moved the embassy to Jerusalem, like, Trump is going to do these things. So I think when he promised, I'll release the JFK files, he meant it.
Right.
So what the hell did they show him?
Well, was it Rand Paul and Tucker recently? And Rand Paul said the day we lost our government was the day they...
That was Ron Paul.
It was Ron Paul. The day we lost our government was the day they assassinated JFK.
Right, and then Ron starts talking about how... And then the guy they had on the Warren Commission was Alan Dulles.
Right! Right!
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe they showed Trump something he didn't want to see.
His future, perhaps.
Yeah. Or maybe it's something actually that still could be a bombshell internationally.
Well, yeah, but what they consider a bombshell, I think, like if they came clean and said that, Yeah, I'm sure it would affect everybody, but it's something we all know anyway. But then you're like, well, if they admit to this, then you know they did that. Well, they probably did that anyway.
And are we going to ever get to the bottom of the aliens?
We're trying, Joey.
You know, I was telling you, I was watching, it's a great, I think the guy's last name is Santinello. And he does all these, like, guerrilla-style tours of all parts of the world and the U.S., and he's recently been touring Alabama. And, you know, he went through the Black Belt. He went through kind of the rich, posh areas, like Lake Martin, one of his last stops was Huntsville. And one of the guys showing him around Huntsville, who's his guide, was the grandson of one of the German immigrants.
Oh.
It was brought over with Operation Paperclip. Now, this man, the grandson, went on to serve in the Army. He also grew up a Mason, and he was being groomed to be actually full-on part of the Masonic Order. He said, no, I want to go serve in the Army. Mm-hmm. So he must be, I need to write up and research or maybe reach out to the guy. He's probably one of the most interesting men in Alabama. And as he's showing this fella around Huntsville, they really get into the details of how much the Germans ran that program.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were given independence to run their own program. In fact, the Germans were so aware of what the Soviets were able to do because it was German scientists going up against German scientists. Soviets had theirs. The United States had theirs. And we parked them in Huntsville. At the time they parked them there, 60s or 50s, 60s, it would have been 35,000 people in Huntsville. What is it now?
That? Wow. Yeah, but they were very safe there, buddy.
And so they're actually old homes, very modest homes that the German scientists would live in. Mm-hmm. They secretly were building bomb shelters and bunkers.
Is that right?
Because they knew before the general public. But it's not surprising this is the duck and cover era. Mm-hmm. But there's this one moment where he goes to his mom, who's the daughter of one of the German immigrants. She still has perfect German accent, can speak German perfectly. She said, that's the only thing I had. Mm-hmm. I taught my children the German language. And so they start asking about Area 51 and all this stuff. And these people would probably be in the know. It's kind of just family lore. They said, oh, yeah, Von Braun was... When Von Braun is asked to go there after a crash, mm-hmm. you know something's up. Like, there's something... Those folks... that surround those families that were brought here, they know a lot more than the average bear.
Of course.
And in Huntsville, I didn't realize, I hadn't been there in years, so I didn't realize how much it's just booming right now. It is a major nerve center of the U.S. government, especially Redstone.
Redstone Arsenal, yeah. Yep.
Like, there are points where they were having, you had to keep the camera down in the car, like, you can't film
this.
You
can't show that.
You can't go in this area. But fascinating interview. Yeah, look, Santinello is the guy's name. It's about an hour-long video, and it's great.
That's interesting.
It shows Alabama in a light I don't think most of the nation fully understands.
No. Like, they don't. I don't think most of the nation gets Huntsville. They think Huntsville's really in Tennessee.
No, and they think the Black Belt.
Yeah, exactly.
They think very rural Alabama that is very poor.
Riverboat.
Yeah. Whereas it's like, yeah, we got that here in Alabama, but why don't you go tour Huntsville?
Right.
See what's all around. 272-9228. This is part of the program, again, brought to you by Dylan Rings. And they're at Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder are ready to help you out. Now, they are closed this week, but they're closed because they're doing renovations.
I thought doing a little remodeling, right?
And he sent me some photos. It looks beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Excellent. What the work that's being done there. So, you know, I love when one of our small local family-owned businesses is up in their game. Because it means, well, the future is bright.
That's exactly right, Joe.
And, you know, we mentioned how they're a full-service jewelry shop. So, of course, an incredible jewelry selection, spa treatments for your jewelry, appraisals, even, like, repairs, watch repair included. But they also can do, Josh Ryder in particular, can do custom design work. So we mentioned engagement rings before, and they have plenty of items in stock that would be great as is. But what if you wanted a truly custom-made?
That's the way to do it, man.
Because she's your one and only.
Exactly.
Why don't you get a one and only rock that shows how much, well, you want to make that commitment? Dylan Rings can do that for you. Or it could be your, like, buddies, like Eddie and I. You want some funky fresh medallions to go out of town, have some fun. Or just wear them on air. Maybe that's the next thing we do.
I'm down.
I'm ready. I'll spend a little money.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
I'll spend some of your money.
The point is, Josh Ryder's a true artist. If you can dream it, he can make it a reality. The guy's like, well, he's an artist and a bit of a mad scientist when you go back to the lab there. So check him out today. You can always go to DylanRings.com or just search Dylan Rings on the Book of Faces or Instagram. And once they open up next week, 119 Brown Springs Road, just off of Atlanta Highway, before you hit Taylor Road. It's kind of where the old fun zone used to be. Exactly. You know that turn you take to hit AUM the back way off of Atlanta Highway? That's where you go, folks. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine. Nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall, how you doing, man?
What up, Randall?
Man, fabulous.
And I've seen that same YouTube video, man. It's a very good one. And just so you know, that part where he goes out there and you can see the blue origin out there in the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
And they talk about it. That little thing, that trip that he was on, you could sign up to go on that.
Right.
You can go on the same thing. But let me tell you, since you got better credentials than that dude on YouTube does, I promise you, you need to get a hold of Lance Davis. That's the dude if he's still working for him, then he probably ain't going to be no good to you. But if he wasn't, man, he would be the one. Because he's the person that they put me in contact with when I was trying to find out about. See, the Titan, people don't know it, but the Titan was there. The so-called the submarine that blew up, you know, going with the four people on it, five mm-hmm. people on it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was built right there in Huntsville, the hull of it. So trust me, it wasn't no bullcrap. And Lance Davis is who they put me to, but I don't think he would still be there because I got to him, but he threw me a line of bullcrap, and so I know that, you know what I mean? But he knows where the bodies are buried out there. And the Blue Origin, see, we never even talked about them being in Huntsville, and why right. were they sending their rockets from out there? And you know what I mean? And they never talked about it. Nobody. They kept that down home for real. And it never really got talked about. And so, man, I hope you go in there, Joy. And, man, because that place, I watching that video and him telling, because it is interesting, and him telling how many different divisions of the military are out there in secret. I mean, like, are doing secret stuff. Like, that stuff makes you have goosebumps. Like, when I first saw that YouTube, man, I was like, heck yeah.
But yeah, and again, and for folks who don't know, it's Peter Santinello. He's got 2.8 million subscribers. And, well, the phones are now giving out again. Really?
Line 2 came on and it shut everything down.
Yeah. Sorry, Randall.
Sorry, Randall.
Do you want to try, Ray?
Yeah, let me give me a go.
All right. But, again, folks, it's Peter Santinello, 2.8 million subscribers. And this one is called Alabama's Biggest Secret Operation Paperclip. And at one point, it's absolutely fascinating where, you know, this guy's a grandson of one of the German immigrants, and they go to the Straight to Ale Brewery and Big Bar, which is awesome. I didn't realize how cool that place was. Really cool spot. And they're asking the guy who runs that place, what do you think of this whole Operation Paperclip? He's like, I don't know if we did the right thing bringing those Nazis over here. And the host asked later, well, how do you feel about that? All these people that think it's the wrong way to go. And he said, I just keep my mouth shut. I just learned to keep my mouth shut and not get into it with folks, because it can be a little bit of a heated conversation.
I imagine he learned that lesson the hard way once or twice.
Right. Yeah, it's just not even worth going there with folks.
Yep.
So what a state we have. Yeah. And it really is freaking me out the more and more, like, Montgomery, Alabama in the national news. I'm like, what the? Why?
Because you live here, so it's like, what? That's just every day. Why are we suddenly on there for that? Oh, that's just Montgomery. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. When anything that does happen, like that riverboat thing in Montgomery, it blows up. And the world always looks for the worst.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, they weren't even from Montgomery.
You never read that in a story anywhere. Once it was way down deep at the bottom, and only people read the first couple of lines and went, oh, Montgomery's at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
Hey, but it looks like our phone system stopped working.
Yeah, it's kind of on and off.
Some days, Eddie.
It's your turn to serve.
Can we hire somebody from the Marshall Space Center to come down here
and
make things
work? Maybe that's the problem. Started talking about him, Joey.
But since we can't get Ray on the phone, this part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. And, of course, they're at Prattville Carpet. They'll come to you.
Yeah,
and this
will.
Is the best way to do the process. Call them today at 285-8117 and ask about a free in-home measurement. They'll come to you. They'll literally go the extra mile. And that way, once they measure the area you're trying to resurface, it could be, hey, you're redoing a bathroom with ceramic tile, or you're redoing the hallway with and the dining room with traditional hardwood flooring, or you want to recarpet the bedroom. Once they measure, they'll know exactly how much it's going to cost when you pick out the product you want,
mm-hmm.
and then how long it's going to take. Exactly. And they get the job done. And it's a beautiful way to get the job done. In fact, maybe you're going to do a little vacation here. As summer comes, what they'll do, and they're trustworthy enough.
It's the greatest idea ever.
Where you go on vacation and, you know, just give a key to them, right. and they'll refloor, put everything back where it was. And so you can, like, surprise the wife
or
something.
That's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't tell the wife. I wouldn't tell the kids or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, oh, yeah, I took care of that. Surprise, surprise.
285-8117. That's 285-8117. And be sure to tell those great folks there at Prattville Carpet that Joey and Eddie sent you. 272-9228. Well, we've got about 3 shopping minutes left. Don't even know why I'm giving out the number, though. We're getting a call here.
Crawdad.
Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad. Hopefully this call stay. What's up?
It did. I was just listening, and you mentioned Mr. Bowles. I've done business with them before, as always. When I think back about that, it was a perfect job that they provided for me back then. That's great, and the material was perfect, and it's still there. But it got me thinking, you like good service, save it, sayings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Mr. Bowles would agree. If you're going to do a job right, you measure twice and only cut once.
That's right.
Right.
And if you're going to house, you want to talk to Mr. Bader about a house. See, 'cause I'm looking to go further north toward the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to put one on him, because here's what I want, Mr. Bader. I would like to have a house that is in the round,
uh-huh.
but also has facing east. I want that part there on the round house, all glass.
Okay, but of course.
I need to have the A-frame, yes.
Yeah, but an A-frame, right.
Facing
but
east.
But round, right. Yeah.
Round, yes, that's right. And oh, I also have to have the standards construction to handle all the wind, like they got down there in Houma when the bad construction
that's
ruined
right.
all the people in the Houma. Not Houma. Dadgummit, I'm talking about outside Miami. What was that home? What was the Houma? The houses.
It was. Darn it.
Yeah. Homestead.
Homestead. Yeah, it was Homestead Air Force Base.
Homestead. The reason everybody got done bad, because exactly about those guys ripping everybody off.
No roof rafters.
Absolutely. Yep. And I don't think anybody went to jail. Nope. They got it away better than Biden Incorporated is getting away.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
So I'm looking, if you have a house in the round, is glass, see if you can locate me one that's got the A-frame facing east, and let's talk business, and then I can call Ray, because they got some really good that you put down. I'm sorry, I like carpet. Some people like the carpet, but I like the hardwood floor.
There you go.
Well, good. Always enjoy listening to your show. Thank you.
Great hearing
from you, Crawdad. Love you, brother.
Thank you. And, you know, you said, what, measure twice, cut once?
Right.
Yeah, and then I had advice, I think, for my grandfather, like driving a nail.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you hit it more than twice, you're just playing with it, Joe.
All right.
And on that note, we got to get out of here. Happy Hour with Greg Vudel and Rosie. They're next. Y'all stay tuned.